Hey, this is Some Guy.
This is the Bugman.
And we're currently registered for the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. If you guys would like to nominate us, just go to the website, register, and you can nominate us for the Comedy Show of the Year.
That's right. We need your nomination vote. We appreciate you being here, and we can't do it without you.
Yeah. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
One and only
yeah. Bugman.
I'm one of many guys.
One of many some guys.
Yes.
Some guys.
Several of us.
Yes.
Roaming about.
Doing something.
You don't even want to meet us all. We're weird.
Whatever.
All right. So I've got a question for today.
Please.
All right.
Go ahead.
What are zoos about?
That's an interesting question.
What are they?
What are zoos about?
You think about, like, why?
Yeah.
Why a zoo?
Yeah.
You
like,
know what I mean?
If I pay whatever the ticket price is,
yeah.
$10, whatever, $8, whatever.
Yeah. It's cheap.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
There are less
than a movie.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. But what am I paying for?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why am I there?
We're here.
Because.
What's up?
I mean, the odds are, no, not the odds are, but you have to be particular about even what day that you go.
Yeah, you do.
Because it may be too hot for this animal, and that's the only one you want to see. So
yeah, they want to hide in the shade or whatever.
And
like,
be
I'm
cool.
Paying $8.
You better be out.
And this tiger or whatever has the audacity.
Has the nerve.
To hide.
Oh, my.
Like. Zoos need more cattle prods because I need. I paid $8.
I want to see this.
I paid $8.
I want to see this thing,
and I paid for my family.
Yeah, it's not just you.
That animal is ruining my vacation.
Right, right. It's got. I don't know, and we've seems like I guess we've had a good time because we've gone. My wife and I have been to a zoo near us, like an hour away.
Yeah.
More than once. So there has to be something that we're going back for, you know.
So, well, okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I got two ideas.
Okay.
Zoos are one of two things. They're either A, they're a live menu.
Like you can see,
like you're walking in, it's like, there's a cover charge, okay?
Right.
So you walk in. And you're paying $8 to walk in and see all of the exotic meats that you could possibly
see.
Or the exotic handbags that you might might procure for oneself.
Like these pair of boots used to be that.
Yeah.
Or this handbag used to be.
It's a way of hiding in plain sight. Like, we have this zoo. Here's all these exotic animals.
Right.
If you have enough money,
you
can find these dudes in the Amazon or in Africa or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you yourself, sir, could have your very own Komodo dragon steak
or gorilla burger.
Gorilla burger. Or, you know, your quesadilla with giraffe meat
or
whatever it is.
Right.
Whatever your thing is.
Right.
Or, ma'am, you might have a... You know, you might have your horse leather bag.
Sure.
Or your, I don't know, what, your like endangered rhino shell car seat for your kid or something like that.
And I mean, heaven forbid all of these things happen. But you can't tell me that if you eat meat, you haven't wondered.
Yeah, like maybe.
Yeah,
but
what if?
But see, that then there's another option, though. Because maybe, like, zoos may just be like an $8 guilt trip. Like
$8.
Like if you just need to feel, like we want people to feel bad about the fact that these things even exist because they're just major huge prisons for these animals.
Yeah.
That, you know, why are animals in zoos in the first place? Well, most of the time it's because they're exotic.
Yeah.
But there's another reason that usually follows. And it's like, oh, well, they're endangered.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, how does an animal get endangered? We beat it to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
For, you know, to make purses
or
to eat it. Like, we're just you know, disgusting, vain people.
Or we're taking down...
Like, what kind of person would want to eat gorilla meat?
I don't know.
Like, what kind of guy or lady needs a backpack made out of you know, like, several parakeet feathers tied together? Or, you know, those poor Antarctica penguins or whatever that folks, you make your car seat cover out of those dudes?
Okay.
Out of there, you know?
Okay.
Like... That's why these animals are endangered in the first place.
Exactly.
So it's like, here's $8. You go through here, you like
and
disgusting
feel bad
piece
about
of garbage.
What you've done.
Like, look why you have, you know, we've got to cage these things. And then, like, once we've endangered them, how do we treat them? We imprisoned them and their entire families for generations.
And we're upset if they don't. Okay, so not to go back to this. But, I mean, if we go to a show, like we go to a theater somewhere and we pay for a ticket.
Right.
And we have to pick the right day to go, like, okay, so Mondays aren't so great because the actors are this and such, so we'll go on a better day. Yeah. Well, if I'm going to a theater that's open and I'm paying money, the performance should be good. Like, I shouldn't have somebody just sitting there staring at me or throwing poop at me, or even just not show up, or just say, it's too hot for me today.
Right.
You know, so like you said, not only are we feeling guilty about them being there, but then we have certain expectations for the things.
I want them out there.
Exactly. I want my money's worth.
Paid $8.
So let me in here and let me see the there almost has to be something else to it. Like, there has to be some other, like, element to it.
Well, you know, like, what else are you paying for?
Like, what else am I paying for? Because we spent, you know, the last time we went, we clocked in, we got our ticket, we walked all the way around, and there were some things that were even closed. And we knew that these certain, like, I don't remember, it was some kind of aquatic thing wasn't there, and, like, the pandas weren't, this wasn't panda season or whatever. So there has to be something else that we have to, and I guess that's what we're trying to figure out, is what is it more that's there, you know, that we're paying for.
Right.
So, I don't...
Well, okay, so here we go. I got an idea. I think this is what everybody wants, because zoos are, there's not, most animals, like we already established.
Right.
They're hiding in shade.
Yeah.
They're swimming underneath water.
Right.
They're, you know, oh, it's feeding time, so they have to go back to their room. Yeah, now. Sorry, you paid $8.
Right.
You know, like, whatever. They're not in their exhibit, and even when they are, they're not looking at you like gorilla sitting there with his back to you, and he's, like, just throwing turds behind him or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, thanks a lot.
Like, he's not spinning in a circle so
$8 for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, here's what I think the other thing is we pay for. Everybody that goes to the zoo wants to see a fight.
Totally.
Like, you want to see an animal fight. Yeah, you know, you want to see, like, you want to see tigers, like, there's a steak or something, and they're dropping a cow in there.
Yeah.
You want to see them fight over the cow or fight the cow. You want to see a gorilla getting a fight with a monkey, or, you know, an orangutan is trying to wring the neck of some lemur or something like that. Like, with his big old lanky arms. Yeah,
like, we're sitting there saying, oh, how terrible that's happening, but or that's
like
what...
A giraffe is, like, dipping his neck over into the other... thing, and he's like
slapping
fighting,
everybody
fighting
around
an alligator or something. Just like, bam,
that would be so
you ever
awesome.
Seen giraffes fight, they're just slamming their necks.
It's terrible. It's so, a terrible thing.
Like, you know, there's that, and then there's also the attraction of just having people fighting. Because dude, it's hot. It's like 120 degrees or something at the zoo, and everything's outside, and, like, there's, you know, huge long lines for concession stands, like two big bro tanked dads are hey, bro, we were in line, bro. You gotta get out.
My daughter wanted to feed the manatees,
sir. You
gotta
respect my family, bro. You just did major disrespect. So, you know, they're gonna fight.
Yeah.
And then, like, some, you know, some mom, like, is getting tired of some other mom's kid, and she, like, shoves the kid or something like that. Just barely. Not enough for everybody to notice, but the other mom notices. And
they saw it.
And they're like, freaking shove my kid. You know, they're yelling at
them. They saw it.
You know, they're getting all mad. Like, that's the kind, like, you want to see see a real fight.
The drama.
And then the other thing you want to see, you just want to see somebody fall in the exhibit.
Oh, my goodness.
And not like the donkey exhibit where they don't care. Like, whatever. Just, come on.
Like, you're getting awfully close to the snow leopards,
like,
over there.
That's my bathroom.
Or...
can you get up and leave? Like, that's where I poop.
Like,
no one wants to see the donkey fall in part. No.
But you're right. I can remember a couple of times, and I've seen videos on YouTube, where the kids are getting close to the lion cage, and the lions are looking at them like, I'm eating that.
I don't want to see any children walk in there. Like, I don't want to see children fall in, but, you know, there are some people, I think.
yeah,
you just watch
and
them
you're
falling.
Like, why don't you get a little closer to the railing?
And, you know, the animals are like, yeah, dude, come on.
Just come on in.
Jump in.
No problem.
Jump in. And then you get to see an animal-human fight.
Yeah, right.
You know, you get to see. Because, look, let's say I'm the one that falls in. Like, I'm falling asleep because it's super boring at a zoo.
Yeah.
Nothing going on. Exactly. And the animals are in the shade. I'm the one that falls in because I fall asleep over the rail. All right, so look, I don't care. All bets are off. I don't care how nice we're supposed to be the animals.
Yeah.
I am now in combat mode.
Yeah, like, exactly.
They're going to try and kill me. Yep,
you know that. You know, dude, that.
If it's a lizard, I'm going to pick it up by its tail. Because, yep, you know, the tails fall off.
Right.
When you pick them up. I'm going to beat that lizard to death with his own tail.
That's your plan anyway.
Yeah. So if I'm, if I have to fall in, I may jump in next time.
Let me know before you go. Let me know so I can be there.
That is a $16 zoo visit.
Yeah, I'd pay that. Forget $8. I'd pay that. My wife, last time we were there, she fed the giraffes. And the thought crossed my mind, like, what happens if I just walk up and man-slap this giraffe right in the snout?
Think about getting a giraffe in, like, a full Nelson, you know? Yeah. Like, think about all the neck space.
Exactly.
Think about how many headlocks that you could... You just need a team of dudes, like 10 guys.
Headlocking right on top of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly...
Choke out a giraffe.
And so we paid $8 whatever it was to get in the door, and then another $5 to feed this thing. And you're telling me I can't put it in a headlock?
Right.
I don't think so.
Dude.
I'm putting that giraffe in a headlock.
There's like some combination of the zoo and people and like battle bots out there where we just get in there and we just fight.
Come on.
We just fight.
Combat. Combat.
The zoo needs to be an arena.
Exactly. The zoo maybe is an arena.
Yeah.
It is an arena.
All those exhibits. The people that work there, they're just sitting around going, why is no one using the arena?
Exactly.
Like, why are they...
Everyone's here, and they're not doing it.
A bunch of cowards are walking past the animals. Like, we set this up so you guys could fight. And you're just walking right past
the
exhibits.
You're not capitalizing on this combat opportunity over here.
We spent $30 million on a panda exhibit, and everybody's just chilling with the pandas,
watching them
sneeze. You know, like, you could be in there fighting them.
Oh, man.
That's what zoos are for.
I think we just figured that out.
That's what zoos are about.
That's what zoos are about.
Dude.
Combat.
Yeah.
Drama and combat.
All right, so next time you go to a zoo and you're paying your $8.
Yep.
Look, everybody deserves a good fight.
That's exactly right.
You know? I mean, I don't recommend anybody else go in there trying to fight an animal. I think that's kind of a bad idea. You'll probably lose, but, fight's what I'm paying to see.
Exactly.
You know, then there's the other things, like maybe it's a menu. But you know, there's some guilt thrown in there too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But like, he's, you know, a zoo really is like it's like a poetic sort of place to be, and going in a zoo should really be an emotional experience. For all $8 Americans.
Yeah, because we're all in a zoo, aren't we?
Yeah,
we all are.
I think so.
Yeah,
the whole life is a thing.
Life is a major zoo. Life is a major zoo.
So if you're looking to go to the zoo, I think this is the episode for you guys. Get your friends to listen in before you head out to the zoo, and I think your time with the animals out there, it's going to be improved.
Yep.
Just by listening to this.
Exactly.
This $8 podcast.
Exactly.
Send us $8.
Send it in.
Yeah. All right. This is some guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. I'm some guy.
I'm the Bug Man.